A few days ago, I was listening to a podcast. I don't even remember which one it was. And it was a podcast about leadership. And it reminded me of some things that I needed to hear. I need to be consistent. So I need to be consistent in my life, in my job, in my schoolwork. I go to school full-time as well as work a full-time job, and I need to be consistent in prayer. I do pray, and I have been blessed. I make sure that I talk to God every day, and one of the things that used to help me stay consistent in prayer and being more prayerful is doing this podcast. So many years ago, I promised God that I would try my best to save as many souls as I could. And this was one of the ways that I figured that I could, just my little effort that I do. I don't have a big voice. I don't have a degree in Christianity or faith. I don't have any of that, but I am what I like to call myself, a tiny little mustard seed growing in faith every day. And I'm listening to what God wants me to do every day. So that means this podcast is a lot to do with that for me. So I plan on being more consistent with it this year. There's been a lot of changes. There's been growth in myself and in my family. My youngest child is 18 and away at college, so that's a surprise. But not really, because you expect your kids to grow up and go to college or start their lives. And I have been so concerned with those types of everyday living things, with my feelings and emotions on that, and finding a work-school balance, that I stopped doing this podcast, but I'm going to start again. And you'll also be able to catch me on YouTube, because I plan on putting this podcast on YouTube so that possibly I could reach more people, maybe have more discussions with people who are just trying to get closer to God through prayer. So, today, January 1st, 2023, I am going to start. I plan on going through all of the Psalms this year. My plan is to put out two videos, two submissions, if you will, every week. One will contain the Psalms that we will be reflecting on for the week, and I plan on putting that through on Sunday. And then I will have a reflection, my own reflection, on, I'm not sure what day yet, probably on a Thursday, so that we can hopefully discuss. And I hope to hear from some of you and some of the comments. And I hope to pray for all of you. And I hope that together we can reach as many souls as we can. So, here it goes. This week, we are going to be meditating on Psalms 1, 2, and 3. And so, I'm going to read them, and then we will discuss. I have my Catholic Bible, but I will also be reading from a different Bible as well, the plain language Bible, if you will. I have many different Bibles and they all sound a little different, so why not? I guess I make the rules, I guess. And it's good to hear God's word in different ways so that maybe we don't understand it one way, but we can understand it in another. You're in my closet, by the way. I have created a space in my closet of prayer for meditation and reflection, and I hope that one day I'll be able to show it to you. Today I can't, but I hope that one day you'll be able to see it, and maybe you can find a space in your home that you can create for yourself and just have it for prayer, to help you think, just have it for meditation, for anything that helps you become more peaceful so that you can hear God's word. Okay, so Psalms 1 through 3. I'm going to read them completely, and you can listen to them every day or just the once. But if you listen to them every day and spend even 5 or 10 minutes, you may hear what God is trying to say specifically to you. First Book of Psalms. Happy those who do not follow the counsel of the wicked, nor go the way of sinners, nor sit in company with scoffers. Rather, the law of the Lord is their joy. God's law they study day and night. They are like a tree planted near streams of water that yields its fruit in season. Its leaves never wither. Whatever they do prospers. But not the wicked. They are like chaff driven by the wind. Therefore, the wicked will not survive judgment, nor will sinners in the assembly of the just. The Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to ruin. Why do the nations protest and the peoples grumble in vain? Kings on earth rise up and princes plot together against the Lord and his anointed. Let us break their shackles and cast off their chains. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord derides them, then speaks to them in anger, terrifies them in wrath. I myself have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord, who said to me, "You are my son. Today I am your father. Only ask it of me, and I will make your inheritance the nations, your possessions the ends of the earth. With an iron rod you shall shepherd them. Like a clay pot you will shatter them. And now, kings, give heed. Take warning, rulers on earth. Serve the Lord with fear, with trembling, bow down in homage, lest God be angry and you perish from the way in a sudden blaze of anger. Happy are all who take refuge in God. How many are my foes, Lord? How many rise against me? How many say of me, 'God will not save that one'? But you, Lord, are a shield around me. My glory, you keep my head high. Whenever I cried out to the Lord, I was answered from the holy mountain. Whenever I lay down and slept, the Lord preserved me to rise again. I do not fear then thousands of people arrayed against me on every side. Arise, Lord, save me, my God. You will shatter the jaws of all my foes. You will break the teeth of the wicked. Safety comes from the Lord, your blessings for your people. And that is Psalms 1 through 3 in the first book of Psalms. I can't wait to reflect on these and bring you back my reflection. And I hope to hear from you. All of us are tiny little mustard seeds, so just listen and you will hear him. Be blessed. Hello everyone. I wanted to personally invite you to listen to my singles that are newly released on Spotify: Hidden Blessings, Silent Longing, and Following Your Light can be found if you search my name, Lara. That's L-H-A-R-A. You'll be able to listen to these songs that I've written, and hopefully you'll enjoy them. They each have a message. My songs are my prayers. Thank you. God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.